Anyway, the end of 2018, bank rate is forecast to be 0.7%. So you need to round that one up. It shifts from 0.6 to 0.7 around the middle of next year. So banks saying it expects another rate rise in the middle of next year. 2019, it then sees between the third quarter and the fourth quarter, 0.8 then to 0.9. So that is when you might expect it to move up to 1%. And then doesn't see rates rising at all in 2020. Could that happen? Mm-hmm. If everything turns out as the Bank of England predicts in its report, then that could happen. Or if everything doesn't turn out like that, it could just still happen anyway. But here's three scenarios for you. The good, the bad, and the awkward. The good scenario is everything goes better than the Bank of England thinks. People start to get pay rises. The economy grows faster than we think it's going to grow. Inflation comes down nicely, perhaps even quicker than we think it's going to come down. Brexit negotiations go swimmingly. Businesses are investing. The consumer and retail figures, everything there looks healthy. We build more homes. Everything goes well. But at that point, actually, even though inflation has come down, what you're probably going to see is the Bank of England start to think that it can raise interest rates that little bit quicker. Because in the back of the Bank of England's mind will be the knowledge that at some point in the future there's going to be a recession. And the more rate rises you can get under your belt before that recession comes, the more firepower you've got to deal with it. So that's the good scenario. And that's good because basically it means that interest rates are going up because the economy is doing well. And yes, that's going to mean a little bit more pain for mortgage borrowers, but hopefully it will keep house prices down. And high house prices are not a good thing, folks. And it will reward savers and we can all have a smile on our face. The bad scenario. Things don't go so well. Brexit negotiations. They turn out to be a real pig and businesses stop investing. Banks saying they're going to move their headquarters away from London. Wages remain stagnant. Businesses stop investing, consumers stop spending. Maybe we even see a recession. I mean, between now and 2020, there's every chance that we could see a recession. Mm-hmm. Now, in that bad scenario, what's going to happen to interest rates? Well, they're not going to rise at the rate that the Bank of England is forecasting there. In fact, they probably won't rise at all. If we see a recession, they might even get cut. And then there's the awkward scenario. The awkward scenario is just that Brexit turns out not that the negotiations go well or that they go badly, but they're just really, really awkward. And inflation doesn't come down. It stubbornly sticks up towards that 3% level. We don't see any productivity growth. Wages kind of just stick to this sort of slow grind down in real terms. So it's not bad, but it's definitely not good. It's just awkward. Well, what does the Bank of England do then? That's when the Bank of England has a real problem, because it's going to have to find out where the middle ground lies between what its forecast happening to interest rates and not really wanting to cut them, with the knowledge that inflation hasn't come down, so they really now need to be trying to do something about it. So there you go.
So have anyone thought the crystal ball...